Chapter 1. Commander's Palace wasn't just the most storied restaurant in New Orleans. For Carmela Bertrand, it was pure magic. Carmela knew this for a fact, because she was sitting in their garden room at this very minute, and not only was she nibbling soft-shell crab and sipping an awesome Montrachet, but she was staring into the inquisitive blue eyes of her fellow du jour, Detective Edgar Babcock. Maybe it was the wine, no doubt crafted by Wily Bacchus himself, that had cast such a luscious spell. Or maybe it was the soft, warm light from the gilded candelabras, the old-world charm and formality of the place, or that crazy second course of oysters baked in absinthe and buttered crumbs. Whatever the reason, Carmela was definitely feeling it. Luxuriance, exhilaration, and romance. Sweet, bubbly romance. "This is so lovely," Carmela said, trying to pitch her voice an octave lower so it was sexy and seductive. Kind of like Kathleen Turner in Body Heat. Or maybe Lauren Bacall in one of those old black-and-white movies from the 40s. "You're lovely," Babcock replied. And Carmela really was. Her blue-gray eyes, fine features, and tawny-colored hair, this week's color anyway, gave her an air of exuberance and creative curiosity. She was toned and fairly athletic from lots of dog walking with Boo and Poobah, but still enjoyed a few sweet curves. And yes, she could be stubborn, but was generally quick to administer a hug or kind word. Carmela took another sip of wine. "I have to say, this dinner has been pure perfection. If every restaurant reviewer in the universe hadn't already bequeathed 4 stars to this place, I would have sprinkled them on myself." Babcock smiled and reached across the table to gently take her hand. "Why are you talking that way?" he asked. Carmela's eyes went slightly round. "What way?" "Like you've got the beginnings of a head cold. Or are doing an imitation of a character from The Simpsons." "Oh." Then, "I didn't mean to." "You've just fallen completely under my spell, is that it?"
"Well, yeah," said Carmela, reverting to Valley Girl speak. Now she wasn't sure if he was flirting with her or putting her on.
Babcock gave a low chuckle. "You're such a little cutie, you know that? One of these days, we're seriously going to have to..." "Carmela!" A loud, impassioned shriek suddenly split the air. Startled, Carmela and Babcock both whipped their heads sideways, only to find an exuberant-looking blonde woman grinning at them, all teeth and gums and big southern hair.
Hi, Carmela said as she scrambled to dredge her memory, to put a name to this face. "Isabel?"
She said it tentatively, because she really wasn't sure that was the name of this young woman who just hit an ear-splitting high C as she stormed their table like a pirate commandeering one of the king's galleons. Isabel's smile got even wider and brighter, and she said,
"You remembered."
"How could I forget?" Carmela said, when she really had forgotten. Well, almost.
"Has Ellie been keeping you in the loop about all my big wedding plans?" Isabel asked.
Ellie was Eldora Black, Isabel's sister and the tarot card reader who worked at Juju Voodoo, the little shop across the courtyard from Carmela's French Quarter apartment. The Voodoo shop, a kind of funky, fun tourist trap, was owned by Carmela's very best friend, Ava Grieux. "Ellie has shared a few things with me," Carmela said, lying as gracefully as she could. She glanced over at Babcock.
"With us."
Now she gave Babcock an encouraging nod. "You remember Isabel, don't you? She's one of the assistant district attorneys." "We've met," Babcock said politely.
"Just 2 more weeks," Isabel said.
She held up 2 fingers and then fluttered her hand nervously as her engagement ring caught the light and glittered like a disco ball.
"That's some gorgeous ring," Carmela said.
Now Isabel preened a bit.
"Isn't it? 3 carats, a VS2.
"Sweet," Babcock said, gamely trying to interject himself into a conversation that had suddenly turned girly. Flustered by the attention, Isabel took a step back from their table.
"I hope you two are still planning to attend my wedding."
"Absolutely," Carmela said. She had an awful feeling that she hadn't actually mailed back her RSVP. She'd been busy and scattered lately, what with teaching a series of card-making classes at her school.